Oh, this is good. Coming up after midnight, that's music from the Fox and the Hounds and their song Run for Your Life. We'll hear them live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Right now, I need a favor from our listeners. Rob, I asked you off the air if you were hungry. Do you have to run? Because it's going to take us a little bit to get this pizza in. So I don't know how much. We can save you some for tomorrow. You can have cold pizza if you'd like.
How many kids does Rob have?
Oh, he's got,
I've got four kids. Four of them.
Esmeralda, are you hungry, guys?
I am.
I'm so hungry. Okay. 312-981-7200. We're having a pizza. You're having a pizza. 312-981-7200. Call us and tell us what you think we should have on our pizza. And if we pick your toppings, we will give you a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. So what should Pretty Late eat? I think this is my new favorite. Besides, what's your name? Is what's your pizza?
I like that. What should Pretty Late eat too?
Does Lou have
things other than pizza? Would you want us to get something that's non-pizza?
They do have things that are non-pizza, but we're looking.
We're feeling pizza. Right?
We're feeling pizza right now, and
we
I think
to get Jason Skaggs to do a song.
Oh, what's your pizza? What should we?
And then he starts naming off like different toppings and choices,
and everyone gets hungry. So 312-981-7200. What should we get on our pizza? And we'll take your suggestions, and then we will pick the one that we want on our pizza. So again, if we pick yours, you get a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's. This is the easiest contest ever. Tell us what you love to eat. If we love it as well, we give you a pizza, and then you get to eat what you love to eat. It doesn't get any. This is my favorite contest I've ever come up with.
I love all these contests.
Everyone wins. Yeah. Everyone wins. Well, I mean, except for the people that don't win. We have on the line with us. Hi, Susan. What pizza do you think we should have tonight?
Sausage, mushroom, onion, and green pepper.
I believe that's been. Did you call before and give us that for Tom Rhodes? Was that
no?
No. Okay. She's like no. Okay. So sausage. Let me get this down. Sausage. I feel like I'm taking orders as sausage, mushroom, onions, and green peppers. Now you've heard me. Now why do you like the green peppers so much?
I don't like them, but I thought you would.
I hate them.
Then take them off.
Is that cheating to tell our listeners?
I was just about to say.
I do love anchovies. Mm. But see, it has to be a group vote anyway. Esmeralda, do you like green peppers? Because I'm not gonna bounce green peppers because I don't like them.
I mean, I'm still mind blown that they are unripened red ones.
You didn't know that. I know.
No.
I feel like I've ruined that for you. Okay,
I thought
Susan,
red and orange were.
This is what I would do, Susan, for that. If my show does like green peppers, what I would do is just on half. So it's fine, Susan. You can keep your suggestion. It works. So,
okay.
Yeah, don't second guess yourself. Hold on one moment. We have did I do that right? Can I do that? Don't let me hang up on her, Craig. Oh, there we go. Hey, Evan, what's your suggestion for our pizza? Evan? Hi, Evan.
Hello, sorry.
That's all right.
I think you guys should get a pepperoni with sausage and bacon.
Wow. That's a meatgasm. I don't think there's any way. Although I guess that's also
he went a different way too. When you called in, you said something about chicken, Evan, didn't you?
Pepperoni,
yeah.
Pepperoni, bacon.
It's a lot of pork.
Bacon. What else did he say? Sausage.
He had recommended a
sausage
chicken,
pepperoni.
He had recommended a chicken and red onion pizza the first time.
What made you change your mind there, Evan?
Barbecue sauce.
What made you change?
I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
I feel like meat. A lot of meat on a pizza is just much more satisfying than a pizza with chicken and. Like a vegetable.
So you see pizza as a meat delivery system, is what you're saying.
Basically.
Okay, fair enough. Well, hold on. We'll see if yours is the selection that we have.
Does he want barbecue sauce on it?
He did not.
Look,
we're not putting words into our contestants' mouths.
I'm just saying a chicken and... Yeah.
Craig, do we have any texters? I don't want to ignore our text screen for pizza suggestions. 312-981-7200. I kind of have to go now and order it because if I wait till the next break, we might have the kitchen close at Lou's. So I'm not putting the pressure on you, Craig.
No problem at all.
Okay.
From the 847, bacon, mushroom, and onions with sun-dried tomatoes.
Bacon, onions.
I like that.
From the 815, pepperoni and green olives.
Ooh.
That's a thin crust pizza.
That's interesting. Pepperoni and green olives.
From another one from
Evan,
a different
Evan, like, bailed. Evan was like,
yeah, Evan's like, I'm out. This doesn't matter.
These are all better, yes.
From the 815, it says, don't get a pizza. Get Italian beef, sausage, anything else, just not pizza. Okay.
Someone's tired of hearing us talk about Lou Malnati's pizza.
773, sausage and mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the 312, just a classic pepperoni. Come on, guys.
Interesting. Okay.
Here. I like the come on, guys in it.
Just pepperoni?
It says a classic pepperoni.
Okay, you got one more call, and let's see what that is, and then we'll start taking votes. Pepperoni. And I guess Rob's out because he has four kids. I feel like I didn't get all the there was sausage and mushroom. There was, what was the bacon, onions, and something else was on the bacon and onions?
Sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh,
it was bacon,
was
mushroom,
good.
Onions, bacon, mushroom.
Oh, look at
onions.
This. Now everyone's calling because they realize the time limit is running out. All right, let's see what Jennifer thinks. Jennifer, what do you think we should get on our pizza? What kind of pizza would you have? Yes.
Hey, Patty. Barbecue chicken pizza with a little bit of pineapple tidbit.
As is dancing.
I don't know, but I'm not a big pineapple.
Oh, not pineapple. Barbecue chicken and pineapple. All right.
Oh,
Susan.
Wait. That might be good.
You are easily swayed by. Yeah. Jane, what do you think we should have on our pizza?
Jane, I think we should have the chicken Alfredo pizza with the Alfredo sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then they put chicken and red onion and mozzarella on top. It's really good.
That sounds delicious, too. All right. That's from Jane, chicken Alfredo. Todd. Yep. All right. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I do that. Nope, I didn't do it right. There we go. Todd, what should we have on our pizza?
Italian beef and hot jardinera.
It's so hard to hide his voice, isn't it? That's firefighter it Todd. Okay, Italian. Does, I don't know if Italian, if Lou's does Italian beef and hot jardinera sauce, but that's.
If they don't, then a BLT.
A BLT. All right, that's from Todd. All right, thank you, Todd. That sounds amazing. Right. Jardinera. All right, hold on a second. We've got, nope, right there. I can't. There we go. Esther, what do you think we should have on our pizza?
I think you should have beef and jardinera. That's what I had said before. Somebody just said it.
Beef and
jardinera. Beef and jardinera with a little bit of mozzarella on top.
All right. Let me. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and let me just check on Rudy and Mike and see what they think. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Esther. I keep having trouble with these buttons. Rudy, what should we have on our pizza? Hey, Rudy.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What should we have on our pizza?
Pepperoni and sausage with extra cheese.
Pepperoni, sausage, and extra cheese. All right, hold on. We got one more caller. We got Mike. Mike, what should we have on our pizza?
Oh, I want every meat possible. Bacon, sausage, pepperoni, and just everything.
Mike, all right. Mike wants all the meat. All right, let me take a vote. I have to take a vote on my show right now. Hold on one second. All right, everybody. Esmeralda, do you have anything stick out at you, or do you want me
that
to read all
one
this?
One with the tomato,
the sun-dried tomato, bacon, onions, and sun-dried tomatoes. I had to call. Craig, what are your? Do you have a vote?
I really like the idea of every meat that Lou Malnati's has.
Every
put
meat,
every meat they have on one pizza.
On one pizza.
Can I throw a suggesting?
Yes.
You know, we're kind of sitting, and it just seems like quite a gut bomb.
Every meat that Lou Malnati's
it's
has.
Just,
on
it's gonna
one
be real heavy.
Pizza.
Real heavy.
I'm gonna be the tiebreaker and go with Esmeralda. It's bacon, onions. Do we know whose that was? Was that a texter? Correct. So thank you everyone who called. It is bacon. And onions and sun-dried tomatoes has won for the night. I'm going to call Lou's and see if they even have that, but that's the one that wins. It's 2-1. Sorry, Craig. We like all the meat, but it's got bacon. They asked for bacon.
Wait a minute. So wait, if you say all the meat, does that include anchovies? That is meat.
That's fish. I think the meat lovers would jump on us for that. Okay, more. Let's see if I can order this pizza. More after this on 720 WGN. What's on your pizza? I'm not the same girl. And we were not the same kind. And you don't know me, you don't know me. That's the Fox and the Hounds, and they'll be playing live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. That's their song, The Same Girl, from their CD that we have here with us tonight. And I'm excited. They're setting up. They've got a big band. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of energy. And we're also going to have Brandon C. Price from Cuba Players and Vamp joining us in just a little bit. Rob, I'm not sure if you're staying for the pizza, but we had to have a sort of altered version, Esmeralda, I apologize. Some of the ingredients were not available at Lou Malnati's, but
did we go with pepperoni?
We went with sausage on half. Okay. You like pepperoni better than sausage?
I do, yeah, but that's okay. I love sausage.
I didn't know that.
That's all right.
I was trying to go meat.
No, it's great.
All right, then. Rob, are you staying or you got to get home?
You know what?
All right.
I'd love to stay.
I know.
Because the suggestion sounded very yummy.
Right? It's a lot of suggestions.
Right in my wheelhouse, all of it.
At least once a month, we're going to have pizza. So,
and I love Lou's.
If you miss tonight, we'll do it again. I promise on a Friday when you're hanging late.
Sounds good.
We'll do some pizza. But all you got to get home to the... Plus, it's raining. It's a very dismal night.
It's raining. Kids are sick. You know how it goes.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Are they fighting a cold?
All of it.
All.
Runny nose. Coming out of both ends.
Oh, no.
Are all four kids sick?
The two in Montreal are fine.
Okay, good.
The two that are presently with me are sick.
And not his immediate problem. The ones in Montreal. I mean, the ones at home, yes. Yeah. The immediate problem.
Exactly.
You know, when I was in grad school at Northwestern, I got really sick one time. I was 21, and I had a really bad fever. My dad came to my apartment in Evanston with orange juice and chicken broth. I'll never forget that.
Like,
he just wanted to take care of me. I was 21 and still, you know, trying to get my vitamin C up, make sure I was hydrated. It was very sweet. My mom, too. I don't remember why she wasn't there that time. I think they were taking turns. You know, when you get a fever, that's when you really feel like you want to be babied again, isn't it? You just, like, nothing makes you feel comfortable again.
Yeah.
And you start going, Mommy, Daddy. Am I sounding weird? I feel weird. Do we need a break before the news? I just wanted to make, no? Oh, we're all good. Oh, did you fill those up because I was ordering pizza? Is that what people are like, why
I
is
did,
this
yeah.
the longest break ever?
I actually kept glancing up to your seat and you weren't there. And I was like, okay, another commercial.
She's ordering
Drag
pizza.
This one over.
Well, I had to like read gift card numbers. Yeah. And
I was going to start making up commercials and doing them live.
Oh, thanks.
We needed it. Whatever it takes, Patty.
I think that's great. Would it be the Crooked Penis one?
Yeah, it would be almost all Crooked Penis.
Has everyone heard the, I'm concerned about those people. That, I mean, like, if that's a thing, I didn't realize that was a hardship.
There was a reporter.
You mean PD?
PD?
Peyronie's disease?
Is that what it's a name?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
I'd never heard of it
until
we started running the commercials.
That's the great thing about, you know, about products like that. You learn something like, oh, I'm not the only one that has that. That's important information for people to have. There's somebody going, hey, I didn't realize that was something I should treat, and now I can.
I don't know if you saw this on the internet, but there was a viral video, a hockey reporter mispronounced herniated disc. It was a different
hibernated
word.
Disc?
No, it was a herniated something like disc. Richard ish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that is viral right now. That also sounds like a bad, bad problem to have.
Yeah, no, that's painful to have it.
That would be the worst.
A herniated Johnson?
Yep.
Oh, there it is.
Something like that.
There it is.
Something like that.
Wow. Unfortunate choice of. Well, you know, when you're speaking quickly and trying to choose words, you want to make sure that you slow down a little bit. I have no idea what that's like.